From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, thanks for joining us for another ABQ Connect. It's going to be kind of a fun show to listen to, not only the content in today's show. Coming up in a little while, we'll catch up with Personalities Plus. Later in the show, John Chitwood is going to join us, and we'll catch up with some of the ministry he's been up to that may be very interesting to you. We'll get to that, though, at later in the hour. And our first guest, welcoming in David Jones, is here from Cape, New Mexico. Welcome back, David.
Steve, I so appreciate you inviting me in. We love talking about homeschooling, love talking about Cape, and love talking about Jesus.
Amen. Well, there's a lot going on as we head into 2023. We're almost already through the first quarter, David. We're going to turn around and the convention's going to be over.
Well, I tell you what, it's if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
This is true. Well, and I don't want to... blindside someone listening who maybe Cape, New Mexico. Is this our superhero? Well, kind of our superheroes as far as homeschooling assistance goes. But David, for those unfamiliar with Cape, New Mexico, which by the way, cape-nm.org, all the information you need is there. But David, your 1 minute elevator speech for those unfamiliar.
Well, when you think about the superhero, Steve, the parents are the ones who are training up those kids that's going to serve the next generations. Those are our superheroes. And CAPE is that organization, Christian Association of Parent Educators, to encourage and inform and support families out there to navigate the law as it pertains to homeschooling, the how-to as it pertains to homeschooling. We're there as a nonprofit organization to serve all families across New Mexico, whether they're Christian or not, on how to have homeschool and have it done free of government intervention.
Very good. And David, how long have you been with CAPE?
So I've been on the board of directors for CAPE since 2016 and been a member of CAPE since 2020.
All right.
2000, I should say. 2000.
Since 2000, when the kids were a little younger.
Yes, much younger.
Well, and our listeners who earlier said convention, what's going on?
Well, I tell you what, Steve, that's where my wife and I went to many, many years ago. We went to a Getting Started workshop and really caught the vision going, you know what, if we invest in our child's life, you know, what is that going to do as far as what they're going to look like when they graduate? And so the convention is that place. We'll talk a little bit more about convention, but tell you what, I'm so excited about this year's convention, Steve.
Yeah, well, you know, and we mentioned the superheroes. They've got their Comic-Con. You know, you guys are, you've got a whole bunch of great information on the way. June 23rd and 24th, where, you know, some conventions are week long. Very succinct, very, you appreciate people's time. This is going to, is that a Thursday and Friday or?
So the convention itself is Friday and Saturday.
Okay, but the Thursday event we'll get to in just a little bit. June 23rd and 24th is the date of the convention, and it's at Legacy Church. This year, the New Mexico Homeschool Convention, who do you trust in? And the verse used there, Hebrews 2:13, I will put my trust in him. That'll be kind of the focus, and I'm assuming the keynote will be touching on that.
Yes, sir.
And what have you. We'll get to some of those speakers as well, too. I kind of wanted to go linearly through the... OCD, sorry, David, through the convention. The first night, Thursday, June 22nd at 6:30, it's going to be at Legacy Church again. And that first night of the conference is a great time for those people listening that are like, I'm not even sure I want to homeschool. I do, and I need more information. Curious about homeschooling, that is the opportunity, isn't it?
Yep, Steve. We've got John and Kathy Heckendorn, wonderful hearts. They have a heart for the homeschooling community, and they share their hearts. They share curriculum choices, how to even get started. Where do you start? Do I have to notify the state? They go through A to Z, homeschooling 101. And let's say you can't make it to the Thursday night, June 22nd at Legacy. We actually, on our website, capenm.org, actually have a free recording of the Getting Started workshop. All you have to do is go into our shop, download it, and you'll be able to listen to it. Now, what you don't get, Steve, is you don't get that interaction, questions right. that other people are in the audience that are asking, the ones that you wanted to ask but were too afraid to ask, right there in front of John and Kathy, and they will just pour their heart out and answer those questions.
Well, and now the ones that are there now are, of course, from past conventions.
That's correct.
And that's at no cost to go.
That's free.
Okay, that's on the website. One of the reasons, I'm going to guess, to make sure to be at this year's homeschool convention would be to, in case anything new has come up that needs to be addressed, or, you know, I mean, what's available now at no cost is last year's.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I mean, it's been 27 years we've been conducting this convention. Part of the aspect why I try to encourage people to be there is community. You know, it's one thing to have a group on Facebook. It's one thing to have a website to go to. But being along shoulder to shoulder with other people to hear, like you said, the changes in the law, the things to be looking out for, curriculum changes, you know, and of course, seeing exhibitors. You know, nothing like having that book in your hand, talking to the one who's actually made that. For instance, one of our speakers, Steve Demme, Matthew C. You know, he has got a wonderful business. You get to talk to Steve in person, the one who created the curriculum.
Right. And for those who didn't catch that, it sounded like Matthew. Math, you see, with the letter U. Steve's the creator, and he's going to be one of the speakers. Now, that Thursday night, are the Heckendorns the exclusive?
On Thursday night. Okay. Yep. John and Kathy Heckendorn.
Okay. Some of the other people I saw that are going to be part of the lineup over the convention, actually another couple, the Carmans are going to be there.
Yes, and Rachel.
Each of them have their own area of expertise, don't they?
That is correct. Yeah, they represent Apologia for those out there that use Apologia for your science curriculum. They've got a wonderful set of books. I mean, it just is amazing when you start looking how God is entwined in all of science, and they bring it down. And then Rachel itself, she just speaks to moms, knows where moms are at, and just can connect with every single mom that's out there homeschooling.
I love the names of her books, and moms, you're going to, dads will connect with this. How many times do I have to tell you? Okay. And how to have a heart for your kids. Sounds like some great content. Her book, she's an author. And again, you mentioned apologia.com, by the way, if you're curious about that. And actually what I found, you said science, I think, right?
Yes.
Bible, math, science, social studies, worldview, a lot of content. Andrew, is it?
Pudua,
the Institute for Excellence in Writing. All right. I think even us that have graduated could probably gain from listening to what he has to say and share.
He's got a tremendous worldview. I saw him speak this last fall, just talking about just being prepared in this day and age, because you never know, persecution might be right around the corner. And how do you prepare yourself mentally, spiritually? So if you have a chance to go to his topics, it's just like I said, he is a tremendous speaker, as well as the curriculum. You know, if you want to have your teacher kid how to write, whether it's a book, whether so many different aspects. Andrew Pudua is very, very concise speaker that can get his message out there. And I really enjoy listening to him speak.
And you know, what convention wouldn't be complete without a motivator? And I saw it's on her resume, so I'm assuming, and you know, I'm going to guess every one of these speakers are going to be motivational.
Yes.
Specifically, Monica Irvine, who I could probably get help at her, the Etiquette Factory, her thing, and fundamentals, emphasizing fundamentals for kids. Have you heard from Monica before?
Oh, yes. We have had Monica. The very first time we had Monica, I think it was 2 years ago. And her sessions were so well received. We said we need to continue to have Monica back at our conventions. If you didn't get a chance to see Monica before, I'm telling you, she's got tremendous energy and so many rave reviews. Don't miss her session at the Cape Convention.
Okay, and if you just tuned in, we're visiting with David Jones from Cape, New Mexico, preparing for the New Mexico Homeschool Convention. That's happening June 23rd and 24th at Legacy Church. And the theme, Who Do You Trust In? And actually, I saw another one just says simply to trust him, which we get from Hebrews 2:13. I will put my trust in him. And the details you will find, listen, if you go to the website at cape-nm.org, and then under events and convention, just click on convention main page, and all the information you need is there. And actually, I did a search earlier, and I found those earlier recordings that the Heckendorns did for the free Thursday night kind of intro to homeschooling. That'll be at this year's convention as well. That Thursday night is June 22nd, 6:30 at Legacy Church. And actually, there's more information on the website, as I already mentioned, cape-nm.org. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other people that'll be available at the convention, one of which has been on this very show, Glenda Durano. Is Glenda still local? Is she?
Yeah, she still is local.
Okay. She's an education counselor that helps with planning for college. Now, of course, part of planning for college is, you know, K through 12. But when it comes to, you know, listen, tuition, you know, how are you going to handle that? The earlier you talk to Glenda, probably the easier things are going to be when the kids head towards college.
Yeah, it's just those things of, well, how do you prepare a transcript to prepare for college? And Glenda has a wonderful program and can walk you through those steps. And then, of course, how to apply for scholarships. You know, so she's a tremendous resource.
Yeah, she knows where that money's hidden. she does. As I said, we've had her on this show, and it's a great resource for parents and for those students thinking ahead and off to college. Kristen Overman will be another. Now, what I found on Kristen, she seems to primarily be an editor.
So she is actually local here to Albuquerque. She runs a support group called Abundant Homes. So, you know, if you're out there and you're looking, how do I get plugged into a group? Kristen's group called Abundant Homes is a tremendous, tremendous group. She's going to be providing two different talks on standing firm, faith that is owned, and then Proverbs and the three stages, instilling godly ideas, godly character, and godly stewardship.
Okay. Now, we mentioned the convention. I'll mention it one more time. June 23rd and 24th, the New Mexico Homeschool Convention. David Jones from Cape, New Mexico, in studio with us. David, I do want to spend a little bit of time, the time we have left, talking about Cape and how important it is for homeschooling families to connect with Cape, the resources they can find. And, well, actually, let's start there and just remind people what kind of resources they may be forgetting about that they can find by connecting with Cape.
Well, Steve, one of the things is, you know, as parents are homeschooling and they're thinking about the graduation, CAPE actually provides a graduation recognition ceremony, provides a support for that. So if your child is going to be graduating this year, our registration to register for the graduation will be ending next week on March 15th. And then we will be holding graduation at Legacy Church on May 13th. So if you've got a graduate, make sure to get your registration in. I don't know if you've ever been to a CAPE graduation, Steve, but I tell you, it honors God. It honors the parents. It honors the students. And it's great to hear testimonies of these kids that were brought up. And if you go to our CAPE website right now, we do have some spotlights on some recent graduates with their pictures. I'd encourage you, take a minute. But back to, you know, what are some other, you know, whether it's you're looking for a place to plug in, to volunteer, your kids are looking for, how do I get my kids involved? We have volunteering opportunities. We love to bless families. So if you're a parent of a preschooler and you want to attend the convention, CAPE actually will support and scholarship parents of preschoolers.
Oh, good.
And then, of course, if you're looking for opportunities to possibly volunteer and promote the convention, we'd love that. But like I said, our main heart is to encourage, inform, and support homeschoolers throughout the entire state. So another thing that CAPE does, we go to the different communities throughout the state. We talk to the public education departments. I actually have a meeting set up with the NMPED next week to talk about possible changes. So CAPE is there, like I said, is an information, support, and encouragement organization.
I kind of want to take a look back, David. What can you tell us about the day at the Roundhouse?
I tell you, it was wonderful. We had over 100 families, homeschooling families, that showed up. We actually delivered cookies to our elected lawmakers and had conversations about parental rights, family matters. And, you know, just like I said, there's so many things that's going on. There's not any particular legislation out there this year that's going to directly impact homeschooling. But as we talked about, they've changed the public school social study strands to include gender ideology and things of that nature. We're watching that closely.
Yeah.
Because all it takes is one word in the change of the law, and then guess what? It might apply to homeschooling.
Well, it's amazing to see and hear from some of the things I've seen recently, just some of the agenda to not include parents in a lot of the discussions on things that you mentioned. It is very important. Lightening it up a little bit, though, David, did the kids bring red and blue cookies and let the legislators pick?
That was my message. You know, it really doesn't matter if there's an R or a D in front of that person's name.
Or an I.
You know, the simple thing that we're called to do is love one another. So we loved them. We shared the gospel. We showed them a homeschooling family. Had tremendous impact.
How were the cookies, David?
Oh, you know what? We had parents. Personally, I didn't have one.
Oh, good for you.
But we did have parents that couldn't make it to the Roundhouse that gave us cookies. So I heard tremendous reports that the cookies were great.
Oh, good. Good, good. Well, that's just one of the things that CAPE does every year is a trip up to the Roundhouse. What a great educational trip.
Yes.
That, of course, is on the website as well, that parents can go and kind of see what that's all about and how it goes. David, we got a couple minutes. Is there anything else? I always fear my guests leaving. And then I needed to talk about this. So here's your opportunity. Is there something you want to make sure, and we'll revisit kind of what we talked about so people know, but is there anything else you want to make sure we cover?
So on Friday night of the weekend of the homeschool convention, we put on what's called the showcase. If your student out there who is a homeschooler wants to audition, We are looking for acts, whether you're a band, acting, and it's a great time to have grandparents to come to Legacy Church
here
on Friday night.
Here comes the karaoke. Okay.
I tell you what, we've got some wonderful acts that participate in the New Mexico showcase.
Can I brag on my kid?
You certainly can.
And it wasn't at the CAPE convention. It was something like that, though, when he was in high school, and they had this talent show, and this gal, turns out, was going to, they didn't know ahead of time, this gal was going to perform the same song he had signed up to do. And he was going to accompany himself on keyboards and sing a song. This gal, turns out, she was going to sing the same song. He let her do that song. Actually, the song he did right off the cuff, he brought. It was great. But I was so proud of him just to get up and, you know, proud of all those kids that, you know, that's not easy for young people who aren't necessarily used to getting up in front of a bunch of people. It's one thing actually to get up and give maybe even a speech, but to get up and perform a talent, that's something else.
Last year, we had a 5-year-old that got up there in the Legacy Auditorium and sang. So it's just, like I said, if you've got a kid out there that has talent, we would love to have them be a part of the New Mexico Homeschool Showcase.
Okay, and the easiest way for them to be a part of that?
Is go on to the KPNM.org on the website, look for Showcase, and there's information on how to audition.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll select, and then they'll have the showcase on June 23rd at 6:30 in the evening at Legacy Church.
All right. So if you just tuned in, we've had David Jones from Cape New Mexico in studio with us, primarily talking about the New Mexico Homeschool Convention coming up June 23rd and 24th at Legacy Church. Go to cape-nm.org. Under Events and Convention, you'll find the information for the Homeschool Convention. And all the guests and all the whole schedule, there's all kinds of information there. And that includes the evening. You can go on Thursday, the first night, at no cost, especially those that are curious about homeschooling, to get that information you need to get started. David, the other thing you mentioned was the timeliness in registering upcoming graduates. That ends at the end of next week?
March 15th is when registration ends for graduation.
Okay, and I'm assuming if you go to cape-nm.org, they've got a great search engine, just search graduation, you'll find the information there to register.
Exactly.
All right. Well, David, we appreciate you coming in. I appreciate all that Cape New Mexico is doing to make this community a better place to live, really. It's a great work. Actually, all my guests today are part of that. So thank you for your part in that, David, and as always, I'm going to ask, can we get you back in?
Yes, you certainly can, and I do appreciate it, Steve.